Please listen now to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan as he tells us from whence cometh all of our abilities.
Without Jesus Christ, I can do nothing. While walking this earth as God in mankind's flesh, God the Son, Jesus Christ, spoke many vital truths unto his disciples. You please consider ever so seriously this vital truth that he spoke in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5. For without me, ye can do nothing. My friend listening to me now, you would benefit yourself ever so greatly by praying thus wise. Almighty God in heaven, please convince me that I exist because thou didst create me. Also, please convince me that I can do nothing without thy almighty power enabling me to do it. Please change my rebellious heart into a heart that loves my Creator God, first and foremost, and a heart that desires to yield completely unto thee for the purpose of thee enabling me to glorify thee to the fullest extent that thou dost ordain that I glorify thee during my short life here on earth. Amen. In chapter 17 of the New Testament book of Acts, verses 24 through 31, the Apostle Paul preached vital truths regarding the one true God creating us. And he preached of the soon coming day when our Creator God will judge each of us. Listen as I read verses 24 and 25. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needeth anything. Seeing he giveth to all life, and breath, and all things. You please declare the following unto your Creator God in heaven above. Almighty Lord God of heaven and earth, I confess unto thee that thou art the divine Creator of the world and of all things therein, and that thou dost give to all life and breath and all things. Amen. Now listen to verses 26 and 27. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Please pray. My Creator God, I acknowledge that thou dost command me to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Isaiah 55:6. Thank thee, Lord Jesus, for promising me the following. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Lord God, right now, please enable me to seek the Lord, to feel after him, and to find him. please make me to know that thy presence is ever so near to me right this moment. Amen. Next, verse 28 is most important to you, my friend. So listen up. Referring to our Creator God, it reads, "For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring." My friend, without Christ as your Savior, if you want to get into the way of eternal life and never-ending happiness and joy, a good entrance way into that blessedness is for you to right now most sincerely acknowledge, "For in Him," that's Jesus Christ, "we live and move and have our being." Please pray. Abba, Father in heaven, my Creator God, by thy unlimited power, please change my rebellious heart to enable me to truly acknowledge that in God the Son, Jesus Christ, we human beings live and move and have our being, and that obedience unto thee, our Creator God, is the one and only thing that brings real meaning to our existence into our human soul. Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, please teach me that though all human souls are the offspring of God by creation, presently on this earth, only the people who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. All other people on earth are children of the devil, and in that state, they are headed for a devil's hell of never-ending fiery torments. Amen. Verse 29, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device." Please call on your Creator thus wise. Almighty Jehovah God, I acknowledge that thou alone art the one true God. Save me from worshiping any other living being or any other material thing. Cause me to love thee first and foremost, far above the people whom I love and the things that I love on this earth. Amen. Verse 30, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Please pray, Holy Spirit, please come powerfully upon me to work into my heart godly sorrow for my sins and true repentance toward God for my sins. Please save me from being ignorant of my Creator God. Almighty God, my Creator, please reveal thyself unto me to teach me fully of all that thou dost require of me while I am living on earth. Amen. Verse 31, "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Lastly, pray this. Lord Jesus Christ, I acknowledge that God the Father did raise thee from the dead, and that thou wilt soon judge me in righteousness. I am trusting in thee, Lord Jesus, to become my righteousness. Please guide me to fully prepare to meet thee in judgment. Amen. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. Without Christ, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Oh Jesus, my Jesus, without him, how lost I would be.
Please read Missionary Richard's writings and listen to his sermons on his website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate the three words with two dashes, christ-is-all.us.